With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The snowmobile season ends as of today for Oneida County. The Oneida County Forestry Department announced all trails are closing for the season. They thanked all the snowmobile clubs and volunteers for their hard work and dedication in keeping trails safe and in great shape this season. Trails in Iron County are also closed for the season. In Vilas County, trails remain open, but riders are cautioned they are in poor condition with icy and slushy spots. Riders are also cautioned to watch out for fallen branches or animals on the trails. Contests like turtle races and frog jumping contests would no longer be allowed under a measure adopted by the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. You also would no longer be able to catch reptiles or amphibians to be pets. Rory Pulaski, a DNR conservation biologist specializing in amphibians and reptiles, told the board regulations had not been updated since the 1990s and were sometimes difficult to interpret. Spread of disease was a main concern.
These are typically invasive diseases that have come from other parts of the world. A lot of these weren't identified, described in the 1990s, maybe didn't exist in the 1990s. So things with diseases are a lot different.
Pulaski indicated events like a frog jumping contest or turtle races can gather a lot of animals together.
These can have hundreds of animals being in close contact with each other. Disease spread is really one of our main concerns. You have one animal that has a disease and you have, 400 animals that are there. Likely they may all come finish the race and they can be infected pretty quickly.
Pulaski says you could still collect an amphibian or reptile as long as they are turned loose within 24 hours.
Having them for a short amount of time would allow kids to still be able to go out and collect frogs. We want people to do that and enjoy the animals. That would allow, parents to collect animals to show their kids briefly. People to, find a snake and show their friends.
There is a grandfather clause allowing existing pets to be kept. Under the rule, nuisance animals could be caught and relocated within a mile. Researchers want people to send in ticks they may find this year. The Marshfield Clinic Research Institute has been gathering ticks the last couple of years. They receive nearly 6,000 ticks each year from almost every county in Wisconsin. More than 60% of the ticks were wood ticks, and most of the rest were deer ticks. Ticks can carry many diseases, with Lyme disease carried by the tiny deer tick a particular concern. They're also collecting information about the impact of tick-related diseases. You can share your story whether you have a tick to submit or not. We have information on how to participate at our website, WXPR.org. Just look for this article. An email scam is targeting residents of Stevens Point that have recently applied for permits and conducted other business with the city. Mike Leishner explains.
Mayor Mike Wiese says it appears that crooks are skimming city agendas for developer information, then sending them fake invoices for things like application reviews, legal fees, and zoning assessments, and requesting payment via wire transfer. In one case, the email invoice looks official but doesn't come from an official city email address. Wiese says if you've received one of these messages, turn it over to police.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Wisconsin public education advocates are joining a national push to raise awareness about widespread underpayment and poor working conditions for support staff. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Educational support professionals, or ESPs, range from paraprofessionals and custodians to kitchen staff, bus drivers, and security personnel. Amelia McConnell is a school secretary with the Verona Area School District. She says support staff are usually hourly workers who often rely on multiple jobs to make ends meet. Nearly 30% of ESPs make less than $25,000 a year.
What we're continuing to work on and grow is the message that one job should be enough, that as hourly workers, it is increasingly difficult to continue to work in public education. With the amount of passion we have, we would like to stay, but obviously many people have a hard time making that balance for their lives.
McConnell says they're looking to pass an ESP Bill of Rights in Wisconsin to ensure support staff are properly compensated and equipped to do their jobs safely and effectively. The effort comes as Wisconsin continues to grapple with a K-12 funding crisis and a lawsuit challenging the state's public school funding system. McConnell emphasizes the critical role ESPs play in public education, noting they handle essential functions like winter weather clearance and child health services. She says support staff are often an integral part of school communities and make up more than 40% of the K-12 workforce.
Support for support professionals is also support of public education. We are the staff who live in the same communities as our students. We have relationships with our students. We help encourage them to continue to come to school, and sometimes we have the relationships that see and know the most about kids.
McConnell says they're hosting small groups and listening sessions to gather input from ESPs across the state. She says a top priority is to ensure representation across different geographic areas, job categories, and cultural backgrounds. She says the initiative also aims to protect public schools from vouchers and privatization while advocating for collective bargaining rights across the state. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.